vanuit Brussels Expo op Business AM Cybersec Europe.
Welkom terug. Je luistert nog steeds naar Business AM Radio, meer bepaald met een internationale keynote speaker die wereldfaam kreeg als digital detective. Ik ben terug met Leslie Kipling, lead investigator en forensicator bij Microsoft. Leslie, from Microsoft's point of view, when is it time to shift gears, go back to the table and start to design a new safety strategy for Microsoft products after an attack? Or because Microsoft notices that attackers become stronger and about to breach Microsoft data in a couple of years or even months?
Certainly we adapt based on what we see the attackers doing, but I think it would be remiss of us to keep on knee-jerking the action, right? So we want to be thinking about how we embed security at the fabric layer. So thinking about zero trust, that's a strategy that we have that kind of underpins that mission to, you know, allow every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more safely and securely, of course, with digital empathy. But essentially, thinking about zero trust, that's the architecture. In fact, it's not a set of products you can buy from Microsoft, right? It's just a framework, again, for thinking about how we get the security built in. Mm-hmm. But if we can do this continuous assessment, it means that we can adapt much more quickly than we did before. Mm-hmm. And I know one of your next questions is going to be, why do you keep on renaming all of your products, right? Mm-hmm. So again, we've now talked about Defender, and that's really in reaction to the market, thinking about how we get everything to refer to that platform. Mm-hmm. Watch the space here. Probably is going to be the era of the co-pilot next, because everything's going to be co-pilot, right? Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask, the zero trust strategy, I heard it on the event as well, is actually the basic of such a strategy for cybersecurity. Is that the same with Microsoft?
Absolutely. I think we co-colluded on because it comes from the Jericho form and quite a while ago, right? So it's something that we've been very heavily focused on. Again, not a set of products, not a product suite, but essentially from our perspective, it's about the identities first. That doesn't mean to say network isn't important and the two come mm-hmm. together, but it's really a framework for how you architect and strategy, I suppose, from a security perspective, mm-hmm. Before you just buy random products to fit into something, is at least have the strategy.
How important is it for Microsoft to focus on secure waterproof solutions for remote access of Microsoft products now that more and more of people's lives is not on the desk but mobile, on the go? Does it require a new approach, strategically, design-wise, maybe even budget-wise, because the Microsoft global desk force of people working with Microsoft products is becoming a mobile force?
It's really interesting you say that, because I think that's one of the enduring myths about Microsoft, which is we just have Microsoft technology, right? And we don't anymore. So we are not that monolithic organization that we used to be. And if you think about COVID and the fact that it forced everybody to start working from home, we'd already been on that journey as a technology company for a while. So actually, there wasn't a huge amount of problem. But yes, we did have to re-architect to think about where the zones of highly sensitive data were. So for example, CorpNet. Well, the vast majority of us now go directly to the cloud, and then we use M365 in the cloud with the security controls that are there, which means that we don't have to focus all of our control mm-hmm. mechanisms on the end device. But you're right, you know, that's certainly something that we are still focused on, but there are other layers of control in place, and visibility.
Mm-hmm. A plethora of devices and systems are already connected to enable Internet of Things innovation. There is an increasing number of Internet of Things endpoints. From Microsoft's point of view, what makes protecting these devices increasingly challenging, given that these often futuristic devices are a talking refrigerator, for instance, give wide berth of attackers to attackers?
Well, we've actually had a case where somebody got attacked or hacked because the attackers went through their fish tank. right, so the internet, the IoT, the that device was actually hacked, and then they managed to get onto to the rest of the organization. So these, I think, they're critical to us, especially because they tend to be proliferating without any security controls in place, right? Mm-hmm. So again, the visibility is key, but we want to be thinking about getting the secure, shifting left from a security perspective and making sure that the firmware is protected and that these devices come, you know, secure by default. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to be, so that's our focus, right? And we want to make sure that the industry helps us achieve that.
It's scary that we have to think about our fish tanks. What needs to be done to keep the Microsoft house in order, say, for the next decade? Is innovation in cybersecurity detectives forensics the key? And could you elaborate on new solutions to bridge the gaps that keep occurring?
It's interesting because, you know, the speed of which we acquire, so I think we said that we were going to, I think it was $20 billion in 5 years, and that was a couple of years ago, right? And so these are the acquisitions that we have, and in fact, we really have this, do we build it, do we buy it, acquire it, partner? So again, our partner ecosystem is key to us because there's plenty of niche areas where we're just not going to play, right? And also, again, because we want to be able to defend the planet, it means that one person can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. One organization can't do that. So I think it's key to say that we put that our attacker hat on, think about it from the point of view of what the attackers are doing, but also what allows us to safely and securely allow innovation and companies to modernize.
Mm-hmm. You say saving the planet, but in what areas does Microsoft want to play a key role?
Well, from a cybersecurity perspective, so again, if it's built into the fabric, if we've shifted left, if it's, you know, if it makes it harder for the attackers, I think we've achieved what we're trying to achieve, because at the moment, we mentioned 200 days that the attacker's inside an organization. It's really quite easy for attackers to remain hidden, for them to do quite a bit of damage, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that we want to be able to change. Mm-hmm. And that means, again, nobody's going to use the technology if they don't trust it.
Mm-hmm. You want to hassle the attackers?
Oh, yes. Make them work for a living.
Okay. A few years back, you said your approach was to be compared with that of a detective. Are you still a digital detective as you investigate incidents through data that is uploaded to your Azure platform?
Right, so there's a difference between, for example, if you're using a tenant with Microsoft in the Azure platform, that is really your organization boundary, right? And we can't see inside that, so there's a very high privacy boundary that we have. So, for example, people will ask me, can I run a sandbox, cookie sandbox? And of course you can, and we can't see inside it. But if your tenant starts attacking other tenants, or we start to see attack traffic leaving your tenant, then we will do notification, and in some cases we will actually do takedowns. Mm-hmm. So yes, I am still a digital detective. Mm-hmm. My job these days really is to think about working with the machine learning and the AI to help train that, because we have a 91% true positive a system in place where a human being never looks at that data, because it's just too much data, 75 trillion signals, right? We'd burn out.
Are you busy only with protecting the Microsoft products? When you say a detective, I'm sure you want to
protect the planet.
Protect the
and
planet
beyond, right?
and go after the criminals, the attackers.
Right, we want to make it safe and secure for people to be able to innovate and to use these new technologies in ways that are trustworthy. So as you mentioned, you know, ChatGPT, there's a lot of risks associated with doing that. We want to make that something that, because we know we're not always going to get it right. We know that AI is going to fail, but we mm-hmm. really want to be thinking about that framework for ethical AI, you know, that has that fairness, that transparency, what we call intelligibility of AI. Mm-hmm. So how did it arrive at that decision-making process?
Yes. Right? And how is the cooperation with authorities? How do they help you?
Right. So again, we firmly believe that a company's data is their data. So we will work with that organization to, so for example, if a law enforcement organization comes to us with a warrant, we will redirect them to the tenant so that they, you know, it's their data. Basically, they make the decision about what it is that they need to do with that data. So, yes, we are, you know, we're firmly on the side of law enforcement, but not when it comes to arbitrarily sharing other people's data. Like I said, very high privacy boundary there.
Mm-hmm. I know cybersecurity is something of today, not tomorrow, but what is Microsoft working on as a new innovative technology to help us with cybersecurity?
Well, it's all about the AI and the ML, isn't it? So just focus on that, focus on that. So we're going to have to respond. So if we're making it harder for attackers to get inside the organizations, harder for the attackers to achieve what they want to achieve, they're going to adapt, right? That's what attackers do. So we have to be ready to adapt from their perspective as well. But one of my mottos is, you know, secure the planet and beyond. So I've got to get some Buzz Lightyear in there somewhere, right?
We will be all watching the detectives until our Microsoft computers and services are free of malware. Thank you so much for having had this conversation with me. Leslie Kipling, Chief SO Binnenhut, Microsoft Cybersecurity Solutions Team, and ook Lead Investigator and Forensicator bij Microsoft.
Thank you, Sophie.
Vanuit Brussels Expo, op Business AM, CyberSec Europe.